This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I love being out in the wild, out in nature, away from our home, near the banks of the Ojolote. It can be grassland, you know, a mixed shrub savanna, a bajada, that marvelous desert area where canyons drain out onto gentle slopes at the base of mountains. I love opposing slopes, north-facing, south-facing. You know, and you got these totally different vegetation covers on each slope. For example, a south-facing slope could be covered in prickly pear. Go across the canyon to the north-facing slope, the opposite slope, it'll be dominated by one-seed juniper. No prickly pear to be seen. How cool is that? I love the riparian corridor that may have the same species of trees, right? Cottonwood, ash, sycamore, willow, hackberry, walnuts. But the mix is always different depending on that drainage, on that arroyo. So one or two species may dominate, say, tons of canyon hackberries and just a small stand of sycamore. Many ash trees and a walnut tree here or there. Maybe a Chihuahuan pine shows up in the wash. How fun. And then, you know, when you're out adventuring in these wonderful biomes of the borderlands, you start to remember other situations, other times when you saw contrasting slopes or you know, the different species occupying a different either side, north or south-facing slope, or different species occupying the bajadas of other mountain ranges. Your mind races, as mine is racing right now. If I'm with Ms. Mosquito, we start to reminisce of those other sightings with sentences that start with, "Remember when? Didn't we see? That reminds me of." You know, and it's not all about plants. I mean, there's some zoology in there and some geology, of course, and some theology sometimes. Oh, that's up to you. Anyway, so you're jabbering about plants, but you always remember the critters. Oh, that's where we glassed that spotted owl. Oh, yeah, remember that? Those hummingbirds diving on your red hat and all those blooming ocotillos. Oh, yeah, that's the canyon where we watched that black bear scratch his back on a Chihuahuan pine. Things like that. You know, you start sentences, that reminds me. Oh, that reminds me of the arroyo where you caught that great crested grasshopper with the orange wings. Oh, yeah. Or that's the limestone slope with all the very cool plants. It's crazy wonderful. You know, you're finding new places, going to old places, finding new things. We are so lucky to live in such a diverse land with all these mixes, all these associations, these biomes of the borderlands, these plant and animal associations that can define an area. They can define a canyon. They can define a bajada, as in, that's the only place you can find that oak. Elegant trogons love that canyon. Things like that, right? How cool is that? It's very cool. Anyway, I'm very excited, and I should calm down and tell you about a plant or two. Ms. Mosquito and I were out near the Winchester Mountains, northeast of Willcox, Arizona. The desert vegetation that fills the southern bajadas of those mountains is just crazy full of succulents, prickly pears, mainly, I think, Opuntia phaeacantha, agave palmeri, Nolina microcarpa, the bear grass, right? Occasional soap tree yucca, yucca elata, but oh my goodness, banana yucca everywhere. It was the predominant plant in the lower part of some of those slopes. As you went up toward the mountains, you got into forests of that prickly pear again, but banana yucca, yucca baccata. Man, and they all have several stems, 6-8 feet tall stems, and then one plant will be 10-15 feet across with all those stems. Stiff green leaves with very pointy, ouchy tips. Margins of those stiff green leaves with the pointy, ouchy tips have peeling white fiber. Yucca baccata is hardly rare. It's quite common throughout most of Arizona, but how cool is that? We're in banana yucca land. Yucca baccata biome, I tell you what, draining the Winchester Mountains. In a few years, I'll probably say to Ms. Mosquito, "Remember those banana yuccas near the Winchesters?" Biomemories in the borderlands, man. Biomemories of borderland biomes is what it is. Oh, my goodness. The desert is beautiful, my friends. The borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.